Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
We're not only professional broadcasters, we're professional podcasters. Look for the Todd and Tyler channel on the Radio League app in your favorite little phone store.
We're also on Stitcher and Stitcher.com.
Right now, I think we're on the radio.
It's the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Tweet at us or just follow us. Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Twitter battle I had last night. Don't you love Twitter battle? Got you guys getting Twitter battles at all? Greg Warren, Dan Cummins?
No.
Okay, good.
I don't. Have you?
I haven't in the past, but I don't anymore. Just because it never like
goes anywhere.
Nah, it never goes. You know, when you get some troll or something saying something, hey, I would
a troll,
have that.
And I get sucked in sometimes on a troll when I'm ashamed of myself.
What are you fighting about?
You know, usually like they'll fire me up and. I mean, they'll do some whatever, some nasty, like about some bid or something
right.
They didn't like.
Yeah. Right, something we didn't like for no reason.
And then I'll just, instead of just letting it go, I'll go back real hard at them.
I know.
And then it goes back and forth. And, you know, it's rare that at the end of that, I'm like, that was a good.
I feel better about
good
that.
Use of my time.
I know.
That worked out well. You know, I will say.
What's your Twitter handle, Dan?
It's D_Cummins.
Got it.
But I will say privately, I remember a few times when it wasn't in a public forum, when you like private message somebody.
Right.
I would just break it down with logic. I'm like, you know, like just be very like, oh, okay, so you didn't like this because of that, and go back and forth. I was surprised how often they would apologize. Again, like who
right.
cares in the end of the day? But once they realize it's a real person, there is that kind of human
thing.
Oh,
yeah, man.
They're like,
yeah,
I shouldn't have said that.
That's a good point because I was a guy email on hating my ass yesterday and just random stuff. He didn't like me or whatever. And I started emailing him back and I got pissy with him first. And then I think when they realize you're actually talking to somebody.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's Tyler on the radio, and I'm actually talking to him now, and he's sitting on his couch, and maybe we would get along, and we were just sitting around having a beer, which we would.
Yeah.
We wouldn't be talking about Trump at a bar. We'd be
I was going to say, was it Trump?
Oh, of course it was.
Okay.
But it was like, I think you're right. If you start talking to him back, Greg Warren or Dan Cummins, they go, oh, I'm actually talking to Greg Warren or Dan Cummins, you know?
You can diffuse it, too, but...
Yeah.
It,
but even then, that's sometimes I don't even have time to diffuse it, so I just let it go, or I get involved.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's funny, because we follow Titus, and Titus is great, and he retweeted you guys on the show. Do you guys know Titus at all, well at all?
No, I mean, we met.
Okay, Titus knows us, but he retweeted you guys both on the show this
that's
morning,
cool, man.
Which is kind of cool. But I'll see him, and he just goes at... he just goes at some of his crowd hardcore because he hates Trump and he gets involved in these Twitter things.
There's any number of Trump hating celebrities that will engage people
and
who
they
go
do
after
it.
Him.
And they do it all the time.
Yeah.
But Titus doesn't care. He shows up and does theaters and leaves. I mean, he doesn't care if he's yelling
like
at these
John
people.
Cusack comes to mind.
Cusack is great.
He engages people. So does Don Cheadle.
Funny.
So does Ron Perlman.
Yes.
And he's great at it.
That does surprise me, especially some of those guys where they have...
especially movie stars and actors that don't have to go on the road and do comedy, and they're just... they're sitting around their couch, too.
it's
crazy.
I would rather just be working on something creative or fun like that than just going back and forth. I'm always surprised when somebody who's... I'm like, how do you have time between all these projects... to also just go back and forth.
Well, it makes me feel good about my free time.
Oh,
that I'm actually thinking, well, if I got time, if they got free time,
right,
they're just bored as I am.
They are
John Cusack is as bored as I am.
Right, they're obviously in between projects. Right,
I guess
now.
So. That's yeah.
I've never my comedy's never been political in any nature.
No, it's never been.
I have political convictions, but I've always and I'm.
But do people ever tweet you about a bit they didn't like?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So I mean,
I always write back either nothing or we thank you for your continued support. I did that yesterday.
I've always done that. Yeah, I've always said
thank you for your continued support. Yeah.
Thanks for listening. I always say thank you for listening.
But one time, like I was, you know, I just never
just in a pissy mood.
One time, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna put something political out there because I think it was after Sandy Hook. I just got so bummed out.
Yeah.
And it wasn't even like because I bet you half my Twitter fans are pretty right wing. I mean, which is not how I see the world.
Right.
But I don't.
But the fact you put up that you hate when kids get shot by guns,
I put something like that, but not crazy. Not even that. I was like, hey man, we got to do something.
Right.
Something different.
That's it.
So I got like 50 messages. Screw you, flute man. You don't know.
we got to do something different.
It was crazy. They called me flute man, and in a serious political discussion.
Right.
And then I just was, you know, I would say, hey, man, if you went back at him and were like, listen, man, I'm not saying whatever. I just think that we need to. They usually are like, oh, I'm sorry, flute man. I didn't mean to.
Right.
I
hate to get sucked in, but I have free time. And the Twitter is, if it didn't involve what we do for a living now, is you got to be engaged.
Right.
I mean.
Especially you guys. And you guys do a really nice job of it. But I told you, I was talking to.
I love you told me this
yesterday.
Yeah. And you
Kathleen
say her name,
Madigan,
Kathy Madigan, is great.
Who said, I was driving here and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm going to go to Todd Tyler. She's like, you got to tell those guys. I love their Twitter feed.
Right.
I love how they take a stand. I love how they back off of those issues.
Well, Todd and I have talked about this before. I mean, I'll say worse stuff on the air and I'll be sitting there saying, should I tweet that out? I'm thinking, well, tomorrow morning I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
I'm going to say it harsher.
Well, yeah, you guys have.
So I was thinking, why can't I tweet it out?
Yeah.
And our audience gets it, even if they're right wing, most of them get that they might disagree with us on certain subjects and hang around for Dick Harp and dick jokes.
I had a pod. It's a St. Louis podcast that I'm doing with my buddies.
I heard you are now.
So we put it out the first episode on Monday, and you know one of the first comments underneath, stupid humor. Why don't you just play it straight?
Huh?
What?
I'm like, well,
that's why do a podcast?
Because it's humor. I mean, I don't want to play it straight.
Right.
Nobody
oh
wants to hear
God.
Me play anything straight.
No. I mean, and every time we get into a serious subject, we've got to throw a dick joke on top of it.
Yeah,
we always try to do that. Yeah. You have to.
You know what I find? I just remember as we're talking about this stuff, if you do get especially fired up about somebody on Twitter or Facebook, whatever like that, you want to go back at them, it's probably not the smartest, but it feels good. But what I would do is, you know, I think people forget that just like they can find out a lot of details about you online when they come after you, you can find out about them.
Yes.
And I remember there was this one guy who came out real hard on me. So I went to his Facebook, found out where he worked. All this stuff like that. And I went back and I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to be in your city in about a month. How about I stop by, blah, 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 blah. And you and I can talk about this face to face. And boy, he backed way off.
Yeah.
He was like, oh, that's right. They can find me. Ooh, right. This person out there in the web can actually, you know, figure out where I am.
This guy sounds like a stalker.
Well, I always get
flip it on.
I've started to do that myself now when it comes to Twitter or Facebook or something like that. I'll see where somebody will. Say, I'm pretty independent thinking, and I just don't think you should be hammering. And I'm thinking, and I look at that. Right. Finally, I go look at them. They're not independent at all.
No,
sure,
I mean,
they're
never. They're right wing nut jobs.
There are things that I want to tweet out about Trump every once in a while, but Tyler's pretty well got that handled. So I kind of leave it alone, and I put pictures. I put up pictures about my food and my cat. Because people seem to enjoy that.
Balance.
Yeah.
Well, I try to balance the Twitter. Every time I put something up, I put up something stupid. You know, try to be something stupid. At least
stupid is my department.
True, it is. It is.
Although I haven't put out anything stupid lately. That's because I haven't put out anything at all.
But I just hate. You get credit for it. You know, you get credit. Just I think of you.
Yes, my name's on there.
I think of you when I tweet stuff out. I know you agree with me.
I agree with what you tweet out.
Right.
It is amazing how sensitive people are on that stuff now. Though, like I actually am pretty.
It's not people.
No,
it's Trump supporters. Yes.
Well,
in particular.
Yes.
We've been saying this.
They are actually the snowflakes. Game.
We've been on the air since since 1993.
Right.
And been pretty, I hate the word controversial. We've just been ourselves for
years.
We've been vocal in ourselves for years. Not one group, not the 8 years of Bush.
Yeah.
Not the 8 years of people hating Obama. Not sports teams. We don't like the local sports team. Not abortion. Not religion. We hammer religion. Nothing has been more of a snowflake pussies than Trumpers.
Wow.
Nobody.
Wow.
Nobody.
It is amazing.
Nobody. Yeah. And I don't care if you like Trump,
but
you can't yell at us for not liking him and try to take us off the air. And they do.
That's amazing.
They do. And I'm thinking, hold it.
Yeah.
We hammered religion.
Yeah.
We're pro-choice. We're atheist. I mean, we do all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
And one thing.
Yeah.
One thing, and it's crazy.
I do a podcast as well, and I had somebody email me a while back, because I try and be pretty, it's like, that's kind of like part of my podcast, you know, open-minded to different things. I just talk about historical events and stuff.
Right.
But I was talking about the history of the KKK, actually, this recent one, and I just somehow...
Shut up, Flute Man.
There
you go. Yeah. I'm not Flute Man, that's Warren.
Right. Well,
I don't care.
It was the lightest thing. I just went off for a second in the middle of it about the Make America Great thing.
Right.
I'm like, at what point did you want to go back to? What's the great, exactly? What are the exact... I go, I hated that message so much. Email immediately the next day of like, I'm out, man. Had a fun ride for a while on your podcast.
I'm not
listening anymore.
I know.
Okay, really?
I love that. I'm out.
Not the slightest bit of critique?
None.
None?
Okay. None.
Yeah.
I just wonder, everybody puts up with it on the social media. I like the old days when we just go and do the radio show, take a couple of haters on the phone call, and then just go home. I did, but that's not the way the business is anymore.
Oh, you guys... I like those days, too, because usually...
We used to put them on.
You'd put them on, and then usually you'd edit in a certain way and play it for
We would do that, and I would just stop the phone call, and we'd rip the guy, and they realized that we had control, you know. But we've also said this. I dislike a lot of things I hear, and I don't ever get a hold of those people.
Yeah.
You mean all you can just... Listen, Limbaugh has a right to do a Limbaugh show. For 20-some years, he's been kicking ass, making a ton of money doing that. Not once have I emailed him or called him and said, hey, I'm out.
Yep, I haven't
gotten
on Sean Hannity's Twitter feed of late and told him he sucks, whatever.
Yeah.
And I love the comedian ones, too, exactly. You could do just a bit somebody doesn't like.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Just a bit. You're trying to be funny.
Well, yeah. And people are such hateful idiots out there. There's so many of these more. I remember this one time I made the mistake. I try and stay away from like YouTube because it's never, you know, you see the negative more than you notice the positive.
Right. Yeah.
But I was curious because I was waiting for this thing to come out. I did this thing, I don't know, for the Comedy Central, This Is Not Happening, where you tell a story. And then on YouTube, it tends to do pretty well.
Got it.
So they told me it was on YouTube. They told me to promote it. So, you know, I'm like, okay, I'll check out what the comments are.
Oh, man.
The first comment, it cracked me. This is the kind of person that leaves comments like this with.
Right.
Says, I hear him all the time on Pandora. He is literally the worst comic in history.
History?
In history.
History.
That's not true.
History. Right, but here's what I think. In history. But here's what I think. So let me get this straight. You think I'm the worst comic who ever lived, and then a video with my name comes up on YouTube, and you're like, well, let me check this out.
And he hears the time on Pandora.
Right. Yeah. And you keep listening, and you hate it, and then you can't wait
for the weird part about
where do you hear him all the time? On the Dan Cummins channel?
I can't stand it, but you know, I just...
The weird part about that...
Every morning when I get up and turn on that stupid channel...
Right.
He's terrible.
You know, the worst part about that criticism is it's so stupid, the worst one ever. I mean, it'd be more painful if he said, I know 60 guys funnier than you. Then you go, that would suck, kind of sucks.
Right.
That would bum you out.
Yeah.
But the worst ever...
I know
you're
60
thinking,
guys funnier than me. I could start listening right now.
You know what I mean? That would bum me out. We don't got that much time. No, but I think that would hurt you more than the worst one ever. You think, well, you know, that's not true.
Right.
If somebody called me and was like, hey, I know 60 guys funnier than you. Yes!
You're right.
I had it at like 600. This is... I mean, I do the rankings every night.
I'm in the top 100. 61.
60? This is great.
Okay.
I'm like Dan. I try to extract constructive criticism out of them. Like,
but then you also lose your patience after a while. You realize they're just being trolls.
Okay,
you're better at than me.
I would like you to be more specific to why we suck.
Yeah,
Todd will do that.
Why we suck, whatever you do.
And I'm sure that stops them, right?
Please tell us what we can do better.
Right.
And they always back off a little bit. They say, well, I like this, I like that. Yeah.
Funny.
Our favorite bit.
Yeah.
This is our favorite criticism we've had. I like the guests.
Backhanded.
I like the comedians when they come on. I'm thinking, they come on because we do a show and they like hanging out with us.
Yeah, yeah.
But I know that, but it's self-serving to say that. But it's kind of funny when people go,
yeah, no,
I hate you guys, but I like the guests.
And it's not like us to be self-serving.
I like the interviews. I hate you guys. Well, we do the interviews.
Who's doing the interviews? Especially on this show.
Is that a factor, do you think? The guy doing the interview
is
a factor?
Yeah.
Does that make a difference in the guest performance? The guy interviewing you?
Especially on this show, because it's not comedians just showing up and doing bits, man.
No.
Yeah. It's basically just talking to you guys.
But once again,
the guy asking the questions actually might evoke a different response from a guest. Rather than say some milquetoast interviewer,
that's right. It's obviously a thorn on our side. That one,
but
you know, you guys can agree with this.
I like Craig, I like. Well, nobody says he like puss.
But when do you start?
Sing about it. Craig's great. The guests are great. You guys, just suck.
Listen, I can be self-deprecating here. We always are, but you guys are both successful guys out doing the road and headliners for years now, and we do a successful radio show. So I have to let go of the troll, realizing if they were all hated us, I wouldn't have a damn job.
Right.
So that guy doesn't represent 1,000 people. He represents him and 4 dudes.
Well, and
but it's tough to get over that sometimes.
And it's fun sometimes, though, when like...
But it's also tough to convince your boss that.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they get a nasty email, that person represents, probably 3/4 of the audience.
Yeah.
Especially if the boss agrees with that.
Yeah.
That's where you run into problems.
Yeah. Well, just that's where I don't envy you guys at all.
Yeah,
that
point. Because you don't have a boss.
Yeah.
The narcissism and the arrogance of those comments, too, where I just love, like if I don't like a band, rather than go on their iTunes feed or whatever.
You just don't buy their music and don't listen to
them. I just don't listen. Right. You know, like that. I mean, I remember one time, but the arrogance of someone who's like, well, I want their show, these guys who have a successful show or this comic who has a career, to be exactly what I want it to be.
Right.
It's like, well, just find someone else. Right. I remember I told somebody that in a club once, some guy, a heckler years ago, and he wasn't having a good time. I go, you are aware that no one nailed your ass to the seat, right? You could get up right now and just leave.
That's a great line.
You know, and it's like, I go, I've done that in movie theaters.
Yeah.
I'm like, I hate this movie, and I'm like, I'm gonna take off.
Right.
And I just leave. It's easy. But people, they're so selfish and just so self-absorbed that they think they got to make it. They go, no, I don't want to leave. I just want it to be exactly what I want. Just you do your career for me.
And you guys, the hecklers and stand-ups is crazy. Because they'll laugh the whole time, and all of a sudden you say something, and they'll yell out, I don't agree with that.
Oh, Bill Burr.
I don't agree with that.
I saw a great meme of Bill Burr, addressing that. And he had some, what did he say? Basically, it's like, it's all fun and games and jokes until it becomes personal to someone. And then suddenly I'm given a speech.
Yeah.
Like, suddenly then it's a statement.
Yeah,
it's no longer a joke.
Then you're on a soapbox.
Yep, then it's a hateful statement once it becomes something that they don't like.
Well, when it comes to radio, I'm in the car, and I don't listen to much of this kind of radio, but I'll listen to sports talk shows or something like that, and I'll hear a guy, I totally disagree with him, and I go, man, come on. And I realize, hey, that's a guy listening to me. But then I stay with it. Then the sports guy will say something I agree with it, or I'm thinking, or I like everything. I like all his takes. And one thing I didn't like, and I realized, well, I can still listen because I just so most of our audience gets it, but it's the trolls on the social media.
Yeah, right? And there are most people do. I love that feedback when I get on
99% of people.
Oh yeah. I love that. My favorite feedback on the podcast I do is when people will leave a positive comment, and they'll say I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but I find it very entertaining and he does a good job. I'm like, I love the honesty there, because that's how it should be. You don't need to agree with every single statement.
Yeah, but see, when I hear a guy on the radio and I agree with everything I say, man, that's a guy listening to me.
Right. Yeah. That's it, too. That guy's funny.
That guy is great.
All right.
I agree with everything he says.
I'd like to get in the head of a troll, but I don't want to hear that phone call because the troll wouldn't call the show, and I don't even want to hear that part. I don't want to hear that because it's way how can you do that?
They're just hateful people.
Yeah.
They're just, I mean, and you see that so much in life, just out there in the world. Just somebody who's, I always think, they're frustrated with their job.
And a lot of people are, and I get that. I get that. Yeah. But don't lash out.
Yeah, they just, they're just lashing out because, it's about them.
Puss has to put up with stuff. You get phone calls.
Oh, yeah.
And how do you handle trolls?
You know what? I generally just let them speak their mind and then go, okay, well, yeah, thanks.
And are you actually listening?
No.
It's almost one of those that you're just not even hearing
it,
right?
No, I've got my ear tuned to find that point where I can just jump in and cut them off and go, okay, thanks.
Have any of them ever been worth engaging on the air?
Oh, no.
No.
Not a one?
No. They don't have anything. They just want to yell
and
cuss.
We don't really do that kind of radio anyway.
No.
I don't want to yell at guys on the radio, except
for
you guys.
But I think it would just
we yell at each other.
Once in a while, it would prove our point.
Well, when they're talking to you in person, it pisses them off more when you don't get pissed off back.
Oh, yeah.
When you're just all calm about it, it just makes them even more mad. When I'm talking to him on the phone, oh, okay, all right, that's the way. All right, sure.
Yeah. Oh, they will kill him with kindness.
Yeah, or just it makes him even more
or apathy.
Like, they're not being validated like they wanted. Now, you know, they're not. They're not. You know, they're a very important person, and they want some changes made.
When you guys get off stage at all, Brandon, I don't think
as upset as I am.
Yeah.
I want to make you as upset as I am right now.
Me and everyone else at this Radio Shack are going to stop listening.
Oh, I get that.
Unless you take me.
I get that. That was the guy I was dealing with yesterday. Him and two or three of his buddies won't listen anymore. I said, sorry.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't know you were an influencer. I'm going to back up here.
Like us, we're quite needy. And comment on everything we post on Facebook. Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire. Now get off Facebook and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.